Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, my darling, I've been living for this day.
I am so happy to be able to come and talk with you again, you know?
Yes.
I look forward to it very much, you know?
Yes, so do
I. I have been waiting.
Yes.
Waiting for you to come.
Yes.
I have been with you all day today, you know?
Yes.
I was with you very early in the morning.
Yes, I know.
I wonder if you realize.
Yes.
And you get the flowers.
Yes, I did.
The roses, huh?
They
are very beautiful.
They came from a garden in Surrey, and they just arrived this morning.
I know.
Yes.
They are very nice.
Yes.
Always you go to the same place, huh?
Yes.
And to the hotel.
Yes.
Where we used to go.
That's
many
right.
Years ago.
Yes.
I think about all those happy times.
Yes.
We have together.
Yes.
When we used to go out and
yes.
Go to the shops and everything.
You know, last year, on your birthday, I was in hospital.
I know.
And I could not come. I had booked everything, booked the hotel room, taken the ticket, and I was just helpless.
I know. It was a great disappointment.
Yes.
But I come to see you, of course.
But
I was with you very much
but
all
you know,
the time, you know?
Yes. I was very disappointed, but I thought I would get well before that time. But I couldn't. And
I know.
The doctors were so confounded with my illness, they didn't know what was wrong with me. And eventually, they could not trust themselves. And
but they have this new machine.
Yes, they call it ultrasound technique.
It has a lot of waves.
With data machines and computers and all that.
I know.
And I had that three times, and every time they said my gallbladder was completely dead.
Huh? But they had the operation.
And there was no stones in the gallbladder.
No.
It was completely dead. And it was dead for several years, they said. So I thought to myself, well, how could I have lived with a dead gallbladder without feeling anything? They said, you had extraordinary strong immunity against infection. And that was why you lived like that. But when they did the operation, they found that the gallbladder was completely a mush, and they took it all out.
And but you are better now.
And my infection completely disappeared the next day after the operation.
Now you are better.
Now I feel better.
You are more yourself, huh?
Yes, exactly.
And you feel all right?
Yes, I feel all right.
Good.
Yes.
You don't get too tired, huh?
No, but I have to take things easy.
I don't do
too much exertion.
No.
No.
But
and you see, the trouble with me is that I can't sleep at nights after the prostate.
No.
No. I mean, if I sleep for 2 hours, 3 hours at a time, that is very good. But I can't help that, even spiritually.
You do?
I sleep for 2 hours at a time.
And you get up?
And then I have to empty my bladder out, and then I go to sleep again immediately. But if I don't, I wake up and I keep awake, you see.
I know.
And
well, I don't know. But you are certainly better.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. And I hope I will keep so now to the end of my time.
Well, when that is to be, I don't know.
Yes.
You know, you are a miracle.
Bepan?
You are a miracle.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
There are times when I think to myself, it cannot be very long now.
No.
And then all of a sudden, something happens, you know?
Yes.
And you get much better.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I think I have to wait a bit longer for you. Huh?
Yes. And
but when the time comes, I shall be there.
Yes.
And we will be together eventually.
Yes. I know.
I want for you to be happy.
Yes.
I think you are not so bad, huh?
No.
You are happy, but
no, I'm quite
you get
old.
Lonely.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But I'm often with you, you know, at home.
Yes. Oh, I know, you're always with me. Even
sometimes I'm with you when you are listening to music.
And even when I'm working, I feel you're with me sometimes, helping.
I am there sometimes, yes. But sometimes I think perhaps you do too much.
Well, I'm happy when I can sort of amuse myself by working.
I suppose it helps the time.
Yes.
To take the time
but
away.
I always, in the evenings, I'm absolutely free.
Then I come very close.
Yes, and then you come very close, I know.
But nobody where you work
seems
to know or understand this, huh?
Well, they're all young.
I know, but it is the young people that need to be encouraged, you know.
Yes.
I think if the young people understood this, it would help them,
and
it would be marvelous for the future.
Yes.
Because it is the only thing that is going to help mankind, you know, to understand this truth, that we are alive, we are not dead.
But you see now, spiritual healing is making a good impression on the lay minds, more than survival, mind you.
You think so?
Oh yes, because you see, spiritual healing, they see the result immediately. There's some proof about it.
Well,
you see, and British healers are in demand everywhere.
I know you say that, and I don't dispute it. But if it were not for medium like this, and you were not able to make contact, and if I could not come and talk with you, then it would be terrible.
Yes,
I think it is more important to prove
life
continues. I mean, that I can come and talk with you. I mean, all right, healing is wonderful, but I think when someone is in great need, like you were, and like someone perhaps who lose their son or their daughter in an accident or something, if it is not possible to make contact like this, then what comfort, what evidence?
You know, sometimes I think that if there are many voice mediums in the world, like...
Oh, I'm sure of it, you know. I am convinced, you know, that if it were not for this, I don't think you could have carried on.
No.
I know you well enough to know
that
you were so desperate, you know.
Yes,
if it had not been for being able to come and talk with you, I don't think you could have managed.
It really rejuvenated me.
This is what it means, you know, to everyone who understand this. It brings them realization, you know, of life continuous and comforts and helps people to face the few years that are left of them on earth.
Yes. Because
to heal the sick is wonderful, but it does not mean for people who are in great need, like you were, it would not have helped you then.
No.
Not just the healing.
Yes.
Because you did not want healing in that way.
No.
But to be able to come and talk with me,
and
the joy it gave me to be able to come and talk with you is so important to me.
Yes.
And it means so much to everyone here. There are so many people, you know, who come from this side of life, to go and visit their loved ones.
Yes.
And nobody knows, nobody understands on your side.
No.
And it is a great disappointment and causes a great deal of unhappiness to people because they don't have the opportunity like we have.
No.
I think what we want in your world are instruments like this one, where we can make contact, you know, and comfort humanity.
Yes.
And then from that will come the realization of other things, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I think it is so vital, you know,
that
people should know of this truth.
Yes, exactly. But
to heal the sick is wonderful.
Yes.
But then the physical body eventually must deteriorate and eventually must be no longer of any use and the spirit leave the body.
Yes.
Sooner this must happen for all God's people, you know.
Mm.
But to be able to comfort people, to give them conviction, to give them a realization, you know, that death is not the end. This is the big thing, the message.
Yes.
This is vital. Then from that they can build.
Yes.
Oh, I think it is important that we have to find, and perhaps young people particularly, to become instruments.
Yes.
Because what will happen, for instance, supposing Mr. Flint, he does not continue, huh?
No.
Then
right.
Where will you go? Where will I be able to contact you?
That's right, exactly, yes.
We need young people to develop and become instruments, huh?
But why is it not so?
What did you say?
Why is it that young people cannot come on direct mediumship like
that? Well, I think it is because they do not know where to look. Mm. They do not know where to go.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of young people are looking for something, and they perhaps don't quite know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
They're looking for something that will give them the true realization of what life is all about. And surely, if they discover these truths, and they realize that the spirit is eternal, the physical body is only the channel, it is only the, what do you say, the instrument, that is only temporary on your side.
Yes.
If only they can see and understand like you understand,
this
is what we want.
Yes.
We want to get to the young people, to encourage them, to help them, to make them realize, you know, the potential that they have within.
Can they not do something to bring that about from the other side?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. All the time we are trying, but you know it is very difficult.
No impression at all.
Oh, here and there we do.
Oh.
I mean, I come and talk with you, I come and see you in the apartment, but I also go elsewhere, you know.
Yeah.
I go to other places and I've met many people here.
Yeah.
I have made many friends, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes we go here and we go there,
and
we try to influence and help people and interest them, especially if they are in great need, not only in the physical way, but in the mental and the spiritual way. There are many people in your world who are suffering in many ways, you know, and we try to help them, influence them. We impress them. I do.
Yes.
I have, you don't know. We do what you call rescue work, you know.
Yes.
We go out in little groups, you know, to different places where there are people who are in great need, who are suffering either mentally or physically, and we try to help them. And in some cases, we are able to do it, you know.
Yes.
And there are souls who sometimes cling to the earth after they have passed over.
Yes.
They don't even realize in some cases that they're dead. They think they are in a kind of a dream, and that they will wake up in their physical material life and become normal again, you know.
Yes.
They don't know they're dead, some people.
No.
Do you realize that there are earthbound souls who are clinging to the earth, trying to make an impact on the world.
For hundreds of years.
Oh, you know these people that you call ghosts.
Yes.
Some of them have been
close
to the earth for a long period of time.
That's
and
right.
They don't leave the material conditions.
Yeah.
And some of them are very desperate.
Yes.
And we try to help them too, you know.
Yes.
Oh, it isn't only that I come to you, darling.
No, no.
I love you.
Yes.
And that is the most important thing, to come and talk with you, to help you. But I also realize, like many people here, we have work to do elsewhere as well, you know.
Yes.
Oh, when you come here, we are together. When you have become settled, and when you become used to everything here, then you will work with me.
Yes. You see, that is the only thing that can save this world from the way it is today.
That is important. That is what we have to do.
Yes.
We cannot live to self alone.
No, no. But the trouble is people don't realize the facts of life.
Have you got a call?
No. Don't need to.
I thought he was sneezing.
Yes, I was. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to tell you.
No, darling, tell me.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
And there is only one thing
that
is above all else important.
Yes.
And that is my love for you and your love for me.
Yes.
But it is that love that makes many things possible.
Exactly.
You know, between us, we can do much more than you think possible.
Yes,
I know. When you come here, you'll understand.
Yes, I know.
But I can't wait, and yet I have to wait for you.
Yes.
You are hanging on.
But why, darling? I have had my life here, and...
Evidently, you haven't finished it yet, huh?
Huh?
You go to hospital, you have operation.
Yes.
But of course, that is understandable.
I
understand. Don't misunderstand me. But I had hoped that you would have come here some while ago, you know. But now you go on. I don't know, you have some resilience, is that it?
Yes.
Within you, huh?
Yes. You see, now, after this operation the doctor did, He said it was the most complicated operation he ever did on a man over 80 years of age. And he said, I had a good opportunity to look at you, and you are now good for another 10 years.
That is nothing to what I am doing, you know. I for a man over 80, I am still in love with you.
Uh-huh.
And I love you even more. And
yes.
I see you not as you see yourself, you know.
Yes.
Not as you think you are. I see you for what you really are, deep down inside you. Mm. And you are not old to me.
No.
Although your body grows old,
yes.
I see you as I remember you and as I know you, as you indeed are. It is only the physical, then the physical body that ages, but
yes.
The spirit is eternally young.
Yes.
Oh, I could shake you. If I could shake you so that you could leave the body,
yes.
I would. But I know that there is a little longer to go.
But in my sleep, I often come to you.
Yes, I know, but that is what I said to you earlier. You dream, as you would say, perhaps.
Yes.
But it is not necessarily dreaming.
No.
You are here with me, but you don't remember much about it.
No, nothing. That's
why, I don't know.
Yes,
I try desperately to make you understand.
Yes.
I try desperately, but somehow you don't. Mind you,
mm.
I think if you were to remember too much, you would not be able to face your life.
Yes.
Because you would be so restless and unhappy.
Yes.
You know, there is that way of looking at it.
Yes.
If you could remember too much, you would be restless
yes.
in your material self. Huh?
Material life, yes.
I don't know what to say to you.
No.
I don't know. I do know what to say to you.
Yes.
Because I could go on repeating the same things.
Yes.
But you know, I don't know. I think to myself, if only I could do something to make you realize how very close I am to you
yes.
when you are at home.
Oh, you don't have to, darling. I know
you understand, and
yes.
I know that you feel,
I know
and
that.
You sense things.
Yes, I know.
But sometimes I think, why can't I be more practical?
Yes.
But now that perhaps is stupid,
yes.
you know. But I think if, for instance, I could pick up something and carry it around the room and you could sit there and see it,
yes.
it would make you think, ah, you know,
yes.
it would make you feel good, huh?
Yes.
But I will keep on trying.
Yes.
But I love you, darling.
Oh,
I want you to know everything
yes. Yes,
I try to do for you.
How are my darlings sitting down?
Oh, they are both very well, of course, and happy.
Yes.
But you know, they always insist that it is for me to do the talking. That they will say, no.
Oh.
You talk to Papa, you know. You do everything.
Yes.
But perhaps when you come this week again,
yes.
I will try to get the children.
Yes.
You know, and we talk about them as children, that is true. But they are adults, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's difficult for perhaps you to realize
yes.
that over here we have these wonderful souls.
Yes.
They are part of us, but it is not so physical as mental and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
They are spiritually beautiful, you know.
Yes.
I think our love was something very unique. Is that the word?
Yes.
I'm not saying other people don't love like we love, but
yes.
of course they do. But you know, there are some people who are brought together not just for their own selves,
yeah.
but for other reasons. It is bigger than us, you know.
Yes.
Love is an extraordinary thing. We can't analyze it.
No.
I suppose there are many kinds of love, really.
Yes.
But our love is something so strong.
Yes.
So much stronger that perhaps even you realize, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you come all the way here to London, and you stay in the same hotel,
yes.
which is full of memories of
yes,
the past.
Yes, yes.
But you know, when you come here, and you sit in this room,
yes.
it is somehow, I don't know, it is... I feel this room is our room, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Perhaps I should not say that, but somehow it is an atmosphere, it is a condition.
Yes.
It is built by love.
Yes.
Your love, my love.
Yes.
And everything that is around and about us is love. Souls that come here that work and help and try to do things for others. This is a wonderful sanctuary of love.
Yes.
Our sanctuary of love. Huh?
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, I wish I could come and kiss you. But I have to say, but I look forward for this so much.
Yes, so
while
do
you are
I.
able to manage to travel, I know you will always come here.
Yes.
To our little sanctuary.
Yes.
When you coming again?
I come on Thursday.
I talk to you then. Yes. I have to go. Yes. But I give you a big kiss.
Oh, thank you, Lara.
Then I come and talk and bring the children. I would talk to them and tell them they've got to come and talk to you. Not to be, you know. But they say, no, Mama, it is for you and for Papa. And will you give our message and our love? But I make them come and talk to you. I must go. Oh, my love.
Thank
Bye.
You.
God bless you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
I think she's...